早晨，大家好。It's always a joy to be able to worship with you. It's especially been a joy to partner with your new Cantonese pastor, Pastor Albert. I trust he has already been a blessing to you, and I continue to look forward to how the Lord will use him in this church. If you have your Bible, please take them and turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Well, all of our children played soccer when they were young. And I loved being able to coach them and watch them play. Young kids playing soccer are quite entertaining to watch because sometimes they do silly things.
看小朋友踢球呢是很有娱乐性的，因为他们有时做一些很傻的事。
Sometimes they dribble towards the wrong goal.
可能有时越踢越近自己的龙门。
Sometimes they try to kick the ball really hard, but they miss and fall over.
有时候很大力地踢一脚，但踢空气就自己整个跌低。
And sometimes a player just sits down and starts playing with the grass and the ball rolls right by them.
有時候小朋友就坐低喺地下開始玩草，然之後個波就有得個波碌過身邊。
Now, new parents are on the sideline screaming, "Get the ball! Get the ball!"
有多新手嘅父母就喺場邊嗰度猛咁叫，去捉，去追個波啊，去追個波啊！
But I've done this a lot, so I know you just have to laugh.
我就成日都係咁做，但係只能夠喺場邊喺度睇下笑下。
They're kids.
佢哋係小朋友。
But if a professional soccer player did the same thing,
但係若果一個職業球員都係咁樣做嘅話呢，
it wouldn't be funny at all.
一啲都唔好笑啦。
And the reason is because you expect professionals to be more skilled and more mature.
因為你期望一個職業嘅球員係更加有技術、更加成熟。
We all recognize the importance of physical, mental, and social maturity.
我哋意識到喺身體、心智同埋社交上面嘅成熟嘅重要。
But we should also recognize the importance of spiritual maturity.
但我哋应该确认属灵嘅重，属灵成熟嘅重要。
And that's the goal of this passage that we just read.
呢个就系呢一段经文嘅目的。
Growth and spiritual maturity.
成长同埋属灵嘅成熟。
Many in our culture idolize youthfulness rather than maturity.
好多人喺我哋现今嘅文化入边崇尚年轻而唔系成熟。
But as believers, we ought to understand the value of maturity.
身為信徒，我哋必須係要承認、去認定成熟嘅重要價值。
So how do we mature in our lives individually?
我哋喺個人生命入邊點樣去成熟呢
？And how do we mature together as a church?
我哋點樣係一起作為一間教會咁樣成熟起嚟呢
？And our passage this morning, Ephesians 4:7-16, shows us that the path towards maturity is unity plus diversity.
我哋今天嘅經文《以弗所書》4:7-16嗰度，俾我哋睇到通往成熟嘅道路就係要有合一同埋多元。
Unity plus diversity equals maturity.
合一加多元等於成熟。
Look again at Ephesians 4:12-13.
喺《以弗所書》4:12-13嗰度咁講。
At the end of verse 12, Paul says that we are to build up the body of Christ until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.To mature manhood.
喺十二節尾嗰度咁講，直等到我們眾人在真道上同歸於一，認識神嘅兒子，得以長大成人。
So the goal of the goal of ministry in the local church is maturity.
喺一間教會嘅事工個目標就係成熟。
So as we work through these verses, I want to highlight for you four components of spiritual maturity.
當我哋睇呢段經文嘅時候，有四個要素。
Four components of spiritual maturity, and the first is the prerequisite for maturity: diverse gifts of grace.
属灵成熟嘅四个部分，第一个就系成熟嘅先决条件，就系多样化嘅恩赐。
The book of Ephesians begins with three chapters describing the glory of God's grace.
以弗所书头嗰三章就系由系讲到神恩典所显出嘅荣耀。
How God calls and saves sinners through faith in Christ.
神如何透过基督基督裡面的信去呼召和拯救罪人。
And then Ephesians 4:6 describes how we are to live because we have been saved.
而以弗所書4至6章就講到我們既然得救，我們應該怎樣去活。
In other words, we don't live differently to get saved.
換句話講，我哋唔係靠活得不再一樣咁樣去使自己得救。
We live differently because we have been saved.
我哋活得不再一樣，因為我哋已經得拯救。
And the first way we demonstrate the power of the gospel in our lives is through our unity as believers.
而第一個方式去彰顯福音嘅大能，就係我哋作為信徒之間嘅合一。
In Ephesians 4:3, Paul urges us to be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
以弗所書4:3嗰度，保羅就鼓勵用和平彼此聯絡，竭力保守聖靈所賜合而為一的心。
And then I want you to notice how many times the word one comes up in the next three verses.
而想睇下第四章嗰度有幾多次一呢個字係出現喺下三節嗰度。
In Ephesians 4:4-6, it says, There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
以弗所書4:4-6，身體只有一個，聖靈只有一個，正如你們蒙召同有一個指望，一主，一信，一洗，一神，就是眾人之父，超乎眾人之上，冠乎眾人之中，也住在眾人之內。
How many ones did you count?
幾多個一啊？
Seven.
七。
一、二、三、四、
六、七。
Seven.
七。
How do you say it?
七。
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 七。Okay. Seven is the number of completion or perfection, isn't it?
七係一個完整同埋完美個數字，係咪？
So because of the gospel, because we're all saved by Jesus' death and resurrection,Because we're all guilty sinners in need of grace, therefore we should have perfect unity.
因為福音嘅緣故，因為我哋全都被基督嘅死同復活所拯救，因為我哋全都係罪人，係極需要恩典嘅，所以我哋咁樣去係必須係一起係有一個完美嘅合一。
We have one Lord, one Savior, one gospel.
我哋一主、一救主、一個福音。
And therefore we are one people.
因此我哋係一班子民。
But although we ought to have perfect unity, our passage reminds us that there is not uniformity.
縱使我哋係需要有完美嘅合一，但係我哋嘅經文就話俾我哋聽，我哋唔需要完全統一。
Instead, there is diversity.
反而係要有多元、有多樣性嘅。
Ephesians 4:7 says, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift."
以弗所書4:7嗰度講到，我們各人蒙恩，都是照基督所量給各人的恩賜。
It starts with the word but. There's a contrast.
英文嗰度有個但字開頭，係有一個對比。
It says grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
呢度講到我哋各人蒙恩，都係照基督所量給各人嘅恩賜。
There's an individual element to this.
係有個人個別嘅成分喺入邊。
In other words, we have all received differing measures of grace.
換句話講，我哋每人都接受唔同份量嘅恩賜。
The word grace in this context refers to diverse spiritual gifts.
呢個恩典喺呢一節經文嗰個嘅環境入邊係講到各種各樣嘅屬靈恩賜。
So there's unity in salvation, but there is diversity in service.
因此我哋喺救恩裏有合一，但喺侍奉上面有多樣性。
Now, we often misunderstand the purpose of spiritual gifts.
我哋好多時就誤解咗屬靈恩賜嘅目的。
Michael Spiegel, he's a theology professor at Dallas Theological Seminary. He says this.
呢個 Michael Spiegel 係達拉斯神學院嘅教授，咁佢講咗以下嘅説話。
Spiritual gifts are not what the Spirit gives to you; they're what the Spirit gives to the church through you.
屬靈恩賜唔係聖靈賜俾你嘅，而係聖靈透過你賜俾教會嘅。
So you see, your gifts are not for you; they are for others in the church.
好睇見嗰啲恩賜唔係為你而設嘅，而係為喺教會入邊其他人而設嘅。
So in order for there to be maturity, there must be unity.
因此要成熟嘅話，就必須有合一。
But not uniformity.
而唔係統一。
There must be diversity.
要有多樣性。
This is true in any organization or sports team.
任何球隊、任何組織都一樣。
But it's particularly true for the church.
又喺教會尤其真確。
Consider one of Paul's favorite metaphors for the church: a body.
而保罗最喜欢用嘅比喻就系一个身体呢个比喻。
You have one body.
你有一个身体。
That's unity.
呢个合一。
But there are many parts.
呢个系好，但系你有好多肢体。
That's diversity.
呢个就系多样性。
You need both.
你必须要有两样都要有。
Your foot is not the same as your hand, and that's a good thing.
你只脚唔同你嘅手，呢个系好嘅。
Imagine having to shake hands to greet one another if all we had were feet.
如果我哋啲手都係腳嚟嘅，咁我哋握手嘅時候變咗握腳啦。
Your eye is not the same as your ear, and that's a good thing.
你隻眼就唔同你嘅耳仔，而咁樣係好嘅喎。
There's a diversity of function, but there's a unity of purpose.
喺功能上面係有多樣性，但係喺目標上面係合一一致。
And that leads to growth and maturity for the whole body.
而呢個就讓到整個身體都有成長同埋成熟。
Within our church, we have different people with different spiritual gifts and abilities.
喺我哋教會入邊，我哋有唔同嘅人，有唔同嘅屬靈恩賜同埋能力。
Different strengths and weaknesses.
唔同強項，唔同弱點。
Different cultural backgrounds.
唔同文化背景。
Different ages, different experiences, and different perspectives.
仲有唔同嘅年紀、經歷同埋偏好。
Sometimes our differences may cause tensions and misunderstandings.
有時候我哋嘅唔同就會帶嚟張力同埋誤會。
There'd be less difficulties if we all thought exactly the same thing.
如果我哋所有人諗嘅嘢一模一樣嘅話，就少好多麻煩啦。
Sounds like that'd be a good thing.
好似好好。
But actually, we'd be less mature and less like Christ.
但咁樣嘅話，我哋就會係冇咁成熟，冇咁像基督。
Others don't have to be just like you to be useful to God.
其他人唔需要好似你咁樣一模一樣先至能夠俾神更加去使用。
And you don't have to be like others to be more useful to God.
你亦都唔需要去像其他人咁樣去俾到神更加可以用你。
It is by God's wise design that there is diversity and unity in the body of Christ.
喺基督嘅身體入邊，既有多樣性又有合一，呢個係神充滿智慧嘅設計。
God has made you the way you are so that you can serve the church in a way that no one else can.
神已經創造咗咁樣嘅一個你，好讓你能夠以冇其他人做到嘅方式去服侍佢。
There are many different gifts and many different needs in the body, and ultimately no one is better than one another.
喺身體入邊有好多嘅唔同嘅恩賜同埋需要，而最終係冇一個人比另一個人更強更好。
Every gift, every person is needed and irreplaceable in the body of Christ.
每一個恩賜，每一個人係喺基督嘅身體入邊係需要嘅，係唔能夠替代嘅。
Sometimes I wonder if the people who are least visible have the most important ministry in the church.
有時候我會諗最唔起眼嘅人，但係就係喺教會入邊最重要嘅角色。
Perhaps the older member who cannot do much physically but prays unceasingly for the church does more good than the pastor who preaches every week.
有時候年長嘅弟兄姊妹為到教會不住嘅禱告，反而比站喺台上面講道嘅牧者做得更多。
Every person is needed. No one is replaceable.
每人都係被需要嘅，冇人係可以被替代嘅。
So how do you figure out your spiritual gifts?
你點樣揾出自己嘅屬靈恩賜呢？
Some people have created spiritual gifts tests to help you figure out what your spiritual gift is.
有啲人就做屬靈恩賜測試去揾出自己嘅屬靈恩賜。
But don't waste your time.
唔好嘥時間。
Just start serving wherever there's a need and see what happens.
就開始喺任何有需要嘅地方去侍奉，然之後睇下發生咩事咯。
See what the Lord blesses.
係睇下神點樣去祝福。
And let other people give you feedback and direct you.
讓其他人去俾啲回應你，去俾你一個方向。
And keep in mind, every gift that's listed in the New Testament is also a command.
要記住每一個喺新約入邊所列出嘅恩賜都係一個嘅命令。
So make obedience your goal, regardless of your gifting.
無論你嘅恩賜係乜嘢，要以順服為你嘅目標。
Just because you don't have the gift of evangelism doesn't mean you shouldn't evangelize.
你冇傳福音嘅恩賜，並唔代表你就唔應該去傳福音。
Just because you don't have the gift of encouragement doesn't mean you can go around discouraging people.
你冇鼓勵勸勉嘅恩賜，並唔代表你就可以通説潑冷水，令人灰心。
Make obedience your goal.
讓到順服為你嘅目標。
And now look at verses 8 through 10.
現在睇第八至十節。
You can read it.
所以經常說，他升上高天的時候，擄掠了仇敵，將各樣的恩賜賞給人。既說升上，豈不是先降在地下麼？那降下的，就是遠升諸天之上，要充滿萬有的。
Now, Ephesians 4:8 is a loose quotation from Psalm 68, verse 18.
以弗所書四章八節係一個寬鬆嘅引用，引用到詩篇68篇第十八節。
Paul is actually summarizing all of Psalm 68, which is about a divine warrior who defeats the enemies of God's people.
保罗喺嗰度总结紧诗篇第六十一篇，就系讲到一个分别为圣嘅战士，代表佢嘅子民去战胜仇敌。
And here Paul reveals that Psalm 68 is truly fulfilled in Jesus.
保罗就揭示喺诗篇第六十八篇嗰度，就喺耶稣基督身上系完全地实现咗啦。
Jesus is the divine warrior who accomplishes victory through the cross and the resurrection and then gives gifts, spiritual gifts to men.
耶稣就是那位被分别为圣的战士，去通过十字架和通过复活这样，然后赐下圣灵恩赐给他们。
And Ephesians 4:9 is saying that before Jesus could ascend to victory, he first had to descend.
而第九节那里讲到，耶稣得胜高升之前，他首先要降下。
That descension happened in the incarnation, crucifixion, and burial.
佢個降下就喺道成肉身、釘身十架同埋埋葬嗰度發生。
And so Christ descended in order to accomplish victory, and then ascended and gave gifts.
因此基督就係降下去取得勝利，然後高升去賜下恩賜俾人。
So Psalm 68 is accomplished in Christ.
詩篇第六十八篇就係喺基督入邊完成咗、實現咗。
And Christ has given these gifts.Of grace to each one of us.
基督将恩赐俾到我哋每一个人。
Those diverse gifts of grace are a prerequisite for maturity.
呢啲多样化嘅恩赐系迈向成熟嘅先决条件。
And that's the first component of spiritual maturity.
呢个系属灵成熟嘅第一部分。
Paul continues to highlight some specific and special gifts that God gives to the church, and that is the second element.
保罗继续系强调神赐俾教会嘅某些特定嘅恩赐。
The model for maturity.
就是成熟的模式。
Leaders equipping the saints.
成熟的模式就是领袖们去装备信徒。
Look at verse 11.
第十一节。
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
So in addition to giving gifts of grace to individual believers, God gave gifts to the church body as a whole.
唔單止係個別地俾信徒有屬靈恩賜，而且係作為教會整個整體咁樣去賜恩賜俾教會。
And what were these gifts? They were the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers.
包括啲咩咧？就係使徒、先知、傳福音者同埋牧者同埋教師。
Now the apostles, they were personally appointed as Jesus' authorized representatives.
使徒就係親自被基督所指定、所授權嘅代表。
They taught with the full authority of Christ.
佢帶住基督所賜嘅全部嘅權柄去教導。
God gave them new revelation, and that revelation is recorded for us in the New Testament.
神俾佢哋有新嘅啟示，而呢啲嘅啟示就全部係為到我哋喺新約嗰度已經記錄下嚟。
And that was such an important role that God authenticated their status as apostles by giving them the power to perform miracles.
呢個職份非常重要，神甚至要用佢哋給予佢哋行神蹟嘅權柄去印證佢哋使徒嘅身份。
Next, the prophets were those who spoke the word of God.
先知就係傳講神話語嘅人。
Sometimes we think prophets only predict future events, but that's only part of what prophets do.
我哋有時諗到先知就係預言未來，但係只不過係佢部分嘅職份。
More generally, prophets give revelation from God, and they had to be tested and evaluated against previous scripture or the apostles' teaching.
整體嚟講，佢係傳達從神而嚟嘅啟示，而要以聖經同埋其他使徒嘅教導嚟驗證佢哋所講嘅真偽。
In general, there were a very limited number of apostles, so they moved from city to city, preaching and establishing new churches.
整體嚟講，係使徒係好少數嘅，所以佢哋要由一個省去到另一個省去傳講福音同埋去建立教會。
In contrast, prophets usually stayed in a church and continued strengthening and establishing the churches after the apostles left.
相對嚟講，先知就要留喺一個教會嗰度去堅固嗰個。教会当嗰个使徒离开咗嗰个教会之后
，And Ephesians 2:20 tells us that the apostles and the prophets together were foundational for the church.
以弗所书二章二十节嗰度提到先知同埋使徒就系教会嘅根基。
And after that foundational period of the church was complete, when the word of God and the gospel were established, there was no longer a need for apostles and prophets.
当教会嘅根基建立嘅时期完结嘅时候。先知同埋使徒就無需要再喺度啦。
Those of you who are familiar with construction, how many times do you need to lay a foundation?
識得建屋嘅人有如果係建立一個根基要幾多次咧
？How many times？
幾多次咧？
一。Okay. And so after the foundation is laid by the apostles and prophets, the foundation there's no more need for apostles and prophets.
呢個根基建立咗一次，就唔需要再有使徒同埋先知再繼續建立。
In the early church, they had apostles and prophets, but not the complete Bible.
早期教會有先知同埋使徒，但係未有完整嘅聖經。
Today we have a complete Bible, so we don't need apostles and prophets anymore.
今天我哋有完整嘅聖經，所以我哋唔再需要有使徒同埋先知啦。
So then, what about evangelists and shepherds and teachers?
咁傳福音者、牧者同埋教師呢
？I think the best way to understand evangelists is not someone who shares the gospel really well.
傳福音者並唔係話淨係話擅長傳福音嘅人咁樣。
An evangelist is more like a church planting missionary.
傳福音者係更加係建立教會嘅宣教士。
One who goes to a region where there are no believers and then preaches the gospel and makes disciples until a church is established.
去一個冇信徒嘅地方嗰度去建立使徒，建立信徒，然之後建立教會。
And that evangelist might stay or he might move somewhere else to start yet another church.
傳福音者可能係留喺嗰個地方，或者係去到另一個地點嗰度去建立教會。
So an evangelist is like an apostle, except he's not receiving or giving new authoritative revelation from God.
傳福音者係好似使徒咁樣，只不過佢哋冇接收或者接收到從神而來嘅新嘅信息。
And next, Christ gave shepherds and teachers.
另一個就係基督係賜下牧者同埋教師。
And these terms are closely related.
呢兩個字都係十分之有關。
A pastor literally means shepherd.
牧者嘅意思係牧羊人。
So these shepherds were teaching.
呢啲牧者係教導緊嘅。
So these shepherds and teachers stayed in churches that had been established in order to shepherd the people and teach God's word.
牧者同埋教師就係留喺教會入邊去牧養神嘅子民。
And these shepherds and teachers are like prophets who teach God's people, except they don't receive new revelation from God.
呢啲牧者同埋教師就好似先知咁樣樣，只不過佢哋係冇接收從神而來新嘅啟示。
So again, apostles and prophets they were foundational offices to establish the church.
使徒同先知係基督設立嘅根基性嘅職份，係建立教會。
We don't have apostles and prophets anymore today.
今天並冇再有使徒同埋先知啦。
But we have pastors and teachers, we have evangelists who plant and shepherd and mature churches.
現在有牧者同埋教師去幫助牧養教會，使教會成熟起嚟。
And so God has gifted, He has given as a gift of grace to this church, pastors and teachers, shepherds and teachers.
神恩典俾我哋有教師同埋牧者。
In other words, Pastor Albert is a gift to this church.
換句話講，高牧師係我哋教會神俾我哋教會嘅恩賜。
And after praying for years, I think we understand with gratitude the gift that He is to this church.
經多年禱告之後，即係神聽我哋嘅禱告去賜下呢個嘅恩賜俾我哋。
But here's an important key that we must understand.
喺呢度有個重點。
Christ does not give these gifts to the church. He does not give shepherds and teachers to the church so that they would do all the ministry.
基督唔係俾牧者同埋教師俾我哋去讓佢哋做曬所有事工。
Christ gives these leaders as gifts to the church so that they would equip the saints and then the saints do the work of ministry.
基督將呢啲領袖作為禮物咁樣賜俾教會，好使佢哋能夠裝備聖徒，讓聖徒去做呢啲嘅事工。
Look at verses 11 and 12.
睇第十一至十二節。
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers. Why? To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
他所賜的有使徒、有先知、有傳福音的、有牧師和教師。點解呢？為要成全聖徒，各盡其職，建立基督的身體。
So pastors and teachers equip the saints so that they can do the work of ministry.
牧者同埋教師就係裝備聖徒，使到佢哋能夠做事工。
That word equip in Ephesians 4:12 is used in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
裝備呢個字喺以弗所書四章十二節嗰度，同埋提摩太後書三章十六、十七節嗰度都係咁用。
It's a very familiar passage.
係我哋係好熟悉嘅經文。
It says, All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
聖經都是神所默示的，於教訓、督責、使人歸正、教導人學義，都是有益的， 叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
You see, saints are equipped by the word of God.
圣徒是被神的话语所装备。
That's why all four of those offices, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, they're all teaching offices.
因此这四个的职分全部都是教导的职分。
Equipping comes through the word.
装备是通过神的话语来做。
And the strength and maturity of a church isn't just measured by its leaders.
教会的茁壮和成熟的程度并不是以领袖来到量度。
The strength and maturity of a church is measured by its members.
教会茁壮和成熟的程度是以它的成员来到去量度。
When the members of a church have been equipped and empowered to disciple one another, to minister the word to one another, that's when you know that a church is strong.
当教会的成员是被装备和赋予权力去彼此的训练，去以神的话语彼此教导的时候，你就知道这间教会是很健壮。
So as you come to church on Sunday, you aren't being served just for your own benefit.
你星期日来到教会的时候，你不是来到被服侍使自己得益。
Instead, you're being equipped so that you can serve others.
反之，你是要被装备去服侍他人。
Whether that's shepherding your children.
无论是牧养自己的儿女。
Or maybe discipling a new believer.
训练新的信徒。
Or maybe evangelizing your neighbor.
或者向邻舍传讲福音。
And by the way, this is why the church gathering on a Sunday is not primarily an evangelistic time.
順帶一提，教會的聚會並不是首要的是這個傳福音的時間。
We're thankful when unbelievers come.
我們很感恩有未信的人來到。
In fact, if you're here this morning and you don't know Christ, thank you for being here.
若你今天早上來到教會但是未信耶穌的話，我感謝你來到教會。
We want you to know the joy of forgiveness that is only found in Christ.
我希望你哋认识到，被宽恕嘅嗰个嘅喜乐系只能够喺耶稣基督里边揾得到。
That you can be saved not by being good enough, but by trusting in Jesus who died in our place.
唔系净系靠，唔系依靠自己做得更好，而系依靠耶稣基督嘅死同复活去让我得救。
We want you to know that good news, the best news.
我哋想你知道福音系最好嘅消息。
But that's not the primary goal of our Sunday morning gatherings.
但系呢个唔系我哋周日嘅聚会嘅第一嘅首要嘅目的。
The goal of this time is to worship God and equip the saints.
首要嘅目的系要敬拜神同埋装备圣徒。
We gather to worship and then we scatter to witness.
我哋聚集一起去敬拜，然后分散到各处去见证。
So let me ask you, do you come to church eager to be equipped?
你嚟到教会嘅时候系咪渴望接受装备呢？
Just imagine for a moment that you are being drafted as a soldier.
我哋想象一下，我哋而家被征召入伍去当军。
And you're about to be sent into the front line of a battle.
我哋要去到前线打仗。
You have no idea how to fight in a war, so you are terrified.
你唔知道点样去打仗，你系十分之惊惶。
But before you go, the government offers to equip you for battle and train you for combat.
但是你去打仗之前，政府就去俾到你装备同埋训练。
Would you skip that training?
你会唔会唔去受训呢
？Would you just kind of go through the motions?
你会唔会求求其其就算呢
？Or would you take that training seriously and learn all that you can?
定系你会认真嘅受训，尽力学得几多呢
？Brothers and sisters, we're in a spiritual battle for souls and for the glory of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我哋喺呢个属灵征战当中，系为到人嘅灵魂同埋基督嘅荣耀。
God has given us pastors and teachers to equip you for the work of ministry.
神系赐下牧者同埋教师去装备我哋，去让我哋做呢个嘅事工。
Are you coming to church with an eagerness and urgency to be equipped?
我哋嚟到教会系咪有渴望嘅心、迫切嘅心咁样去被装备呢
？And when you are being taught God's word, are you willing to humbly receive it?
当你被教导神嘅话语嘅时候，你愿唔愿意去谦卑嘅接受佢呢？
Will you allow God's word to change your life?
你愿容唔容让神嘅话语去改变你嘅生命
？Will you allow it to change your thinking?
改变你嘅谂法。
For some of you, will you allow it to change your approach to ministry?
对某啲人嚟讲，系咪愿意用神嘅话语去改变你如何看待教会事工
？There's a saying that the church should be always reforming.
有一个讲法就系教会应该常常革新。
The idea is that we should always be willing to examine and change what we do as a church, so that we can be more faithful to God's word.
个概念系我哋应该常常嘅系愿意去审视同埋改变，作为一间教会，让到我哋更加忠于神嘅话语。
Now we all understand that no church is perfect.
我哋明白冇一间教会系完美。
And that means the church should always be open to change and improvement.
因此，教會應該係開明咁樣面對改變同埋改進。
But if we are unwilling to change or at least examine how we do ministry, then that means we assume we're a perfect church.
但如果我哋唔願意改變或者唔願意去審視自己嘅話，咁我哋就係假設咗自己係一間完美嘅教會。
A church that has humbled itself under God's word should never say, "But that's how we've always done it."
一間喺神話語前謙卑下來嘅教會係永遠唔會講，我哋一路都係咁做嘢噶啦。
Are we ready and willing to follow God's word no matter what it says?
你是否預備好並願意跟從神嘅話語，無論神嘅話語如何咁如何講？
Are we willing to follow God's word no matter what changes it requires of us?
係咪預備好跟從神嘅話語，無論佢要求我哋去作出咩嘅改變？
It may require changes for you as an individual.
可能係喺你個人層面上面有要有改變。
It may require changes for how you spend your time or how you spend your time.
例如點樣去運用自己嘅時間。
It may require changes for how you relate to your wife or your children or your spouse or your children.
例如點樣去同你嘅配偶同埋兒女相處。
Or maybe it may require changes for us as a church.
或者係神嘅話語可能要求我哋作為整個教會咁樣有啲嘅改變。
Are you willing to follow the pastors and teachers that God has given to the church?
你是否願意神賜給教會嘅牧者同埋教師？
And Lord willing, the elders that God will give to this church.
而更加是主願意的話，願意跟從神賜給教會的長老嗎？
So those were the first two components of spiritual maturity.
這個就是頭那兩個部分關於教會的成熟。
We'll move a little faster for the last two.
而下兩個就會快一點。
And so now the third, the benefits of maturity, spiritual stability and discernment.
成熟的好處就是屬靈的穩定和洞察力。
So what's the benefit of spiritual maturity?
屬靈成熟有什麼好處呢?
Why is this something we should strive for?
為什麼我們要致力去做到成熟呢?
Look at verse 13.
我們看13節。
It says, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
There are three goals here that are all closely related.
有三个好有相关的目的。
That we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
To mature manhood.
得以长大成人。
And to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
满有基督长成的身量。
So this first goal speaks of a unity in faith and knowledge.
这个第一个目的就是在信心和知识上面有合一。
In Ephesians 4:3, remember, we were commanded to preserve or maintain unity.
在以弗所书四章三节那里就是我们是 被命令去要保护和维持合一。
And here it says the purpose of ministry is to attain to this unity.
而这个事工的目的就是要维持这个达至这个合一。
So there's a sense in which we already have this unity, but we still need to pursue unity.
從某個意義來講，我哋已經有合一，但係我哋仍然需要追求呢個合一。
And this unity is based on having the same faith and knowledge of the Son of God.
而呢個合一係基於對神嘅兒子都有一致嘅信仰同埋認識。
The goal is to sharpen and help each other understand Scripture and arrive at the same convictions.
個目標就係幫助彼此明白聖經，達到同樣嘅認信。
You see, there's unity of faith, that's knowledge.
这个是知识上面的合一。
Unity of beliefs.
信仰上面的合一。
But there's diversity of gifts in how we serve.
但是在我们怎样去服侍的时候，恩赐就是多样化。
And the second goal is attaining to a mature manhood.
第二个就是得以长大成人。
And that's in contrast to being a child or an infant that we will see in the next verse.
这个是相对于我们在下几节经文会见到的一个好像小孩子这样。
And lastly, this unity and maturity is measured against the full stature of Christ.
第三个就是满有基督长成的身量。
In other words, the standard of maturity is not ourselves.
我们成熟那个的标准不是我们自己。
But our standard is Christ.
我们的标准是基督。
Individually, we are to be like Christ.
作為個人，我哋想要成為好似像基督一樣。
And corporately together as a church, we're to be like Christ.
作為群體，我哋都要像基督一樣。
So the outcome of this maturity, the benefit of this maturity is found in verse 14.
呢個成熟嘅結果同埋個好處就喺第十四節嗰度講到。
It says, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
使我们不再作小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So in short, the benefit of maturity is spiritual stability and discernment.
简单来讲，属灵成熟就是属灵的稳定同埋有辨别能力。
You see, when you're young and immature, like a child, you're easily swayed by the waves of life.
当年少无知嘅时候，就好容易随波逐流。
You can have extreme spiritual highs and extreme spiritual lows.
有经历到极端嘅属灵高潮同埋低潮。
Over time, those extremes even out into a steady and consistent, though not perfect, growth in Christ.
慢慢地，嗰啲嘅极端嘅时候就变成更加稳定同埋更加持续咁样样去喺基督入边嘅成长。
But this maturity is not just stability; it's also discernment.
呢个成熟并唔单止系稳定，而且系有辨别能力。
You can discern truth from error.
可以辨别真理同埋错谬。
It's amazing how often the Bible talks about false teaching.
圣经常常提到假教导。
The immature and naive assume that anyone claiming to be a pastor is speaking the truth.
不成熟的无知的信徒就是 假定每一个声称自己是牧者的人就是讲紧真理。
But the mature and discerning test what is being said against Scripture.
但是成熟同埋有辨别能力的信徒就以圣经去试验所教导的事情。
And notice the words that Paul used there: cunning, craftiness, deceitful.
注意到保罗都用几个字：狡猾的、诡计、骗人的。
You see, error is deceptive.
假教导是呃人的。
No one comes to you and says, "Hey, I'm going to give you some false teaching that may lead you to eternal destruction."
冇人会咁样讲话啊！我而家教啲假嘢俾你，等你永远沉沦。
As you mature, you need to develop spiritual discernment.
当你成熟嘅时候，你就要去培养出有属灵嘅辨别能力。
And so we've talked about the prerequisite for maturity. It's diverse gifts of grace.
我哋讲到成熟嘅先决条件就系多样嘅恩赐。
We've talked about the model for maturity. It's teachers equipping the saints or leaders equipping the saints.
我哋讲到成熟嘅模式就系领袖装备圣徒。
We've talked about the benefits of maturity. That's spiritual stability and discernment.
讲到成熟嘅好处就系属灵嘅稳定同埋辨别能力。
And lastly, the means for maturity: speaking the truth in love.
最后就系成熟嘅方法就系用爱心说诚实话。
Speaking the truth in love.
用爱心说诚实话。
So pastors and teachers are supposed to equip the saints, and the saints are to do the work of ministry.
牧者同埋教师就系要装备圣徒，而圣徒就要做事工。
How exactly are they to do the work of ministry?
咁事工要点样去做呢
？Verse 15 says, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ."
十五节讲到唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
You are to speak the truth in love to one another.
要彼此嘅喺爱中说诚实话。
As you are equipped with the word of God, the truth, you are to speak this truth to one another.
当你系被装备喺神嘅话语入边嘅时候，个真理嘅时候，你就要用爱心咁样去彼此说诚实话。
And you are to do so in love.
系喺爱中咁样样去行。
This doesn't mean you need to preach or stand in front of a classroom.
这个不是说意思要你上台去讲道或者是站在一大班人面个课室面前。
But it means you should learn the word of God and then share the word of God with others in any way that you can.
这个意思是你学了神的话语之后就要分享神的话语以任何的方式。
Maybe this means studying the Bible together one-on-one with a friend.
可能是一对一这样一起去查经。
Maybe this is teaching the Bible to your children.
或者是将圣经教导给你儿女知道。
In some way, you should be speaking the truth in love to one another.
用任何方式去彼此嘅用爱心说诚实话。
Maybe this is encouraging a friend who's going through a trial.
或者是去鼓励或者劝勉一个喺经历患难嘅朋友。
Or maybe this is even confronting a brother or sister who's straying in sin.
或者係去同另外一個弟兄去面對罪嘅時候，要同佢去對質。
This is an expectation for all believers.
呢個係對所有信徒嘅要求。
This is not a matter of personality or gifting.
唔在乎性格或者係恩賜。
This is a matter of faithfulness and obedience.
而係關乎忠心同埋順服。
We're to speak the truth in love.
我哋要以爱心说诚实话。
And that's an important balance.
呢个系好重要嘅平衡。
Truth and love.
真理同埋爱。
You can't love someone without eventually speaking the truth to them.
你唔可能爱一个人而最终都唔向佢说诚实话。
If you truly love someone, you'll tell them the truth, even if it's difficult.
如果你真系爱嗰个人嘅话，你会将诚实话讲俾佢知，纵使系好难听。
But you shouldn't just speak truth to people without a genuine desire for their well-being.
但系你亦都唔可以只讲诚实话而冇真心关注佢哋嘅福祉。
No one likes a truth-only person.
冇人中意只讲诚实话嘅人。
They're harsh and they're cold.
佢哋严厉同埋冷酷。
But no one is helped by a love-only person.
但冇人能够只能够有爱心，但系唔讲诚实话嘅人身上得到帮助。
Because they'll never speak the truth.
因为佢哋永远都唔讲诚实话。
Sometimes people talk about this in terms of grace and truth.
有时候人去讨论呢啲事情就系关于恩典同埋真理。
Jesus was full of grace and truth.
耶稣系满有恩典同真理。
But we all tend to fail in one way or the other.
但系我哋人通常都系倾向一边。
And we need to grow in being both.
我哋必须系喺呢两方面都有平衡，呢个长进。
Truth and grace.
真理同埋恩典。
Speaking the truth in love.
在爱中说诚实话。
On this topic of being full of grace and truth, Pastor Kevin DeYoung says this.
喺呢个恩典真理嘅情况呢个范畴Kevin DeYoung 呢个牧者就咁讲。
Something is probably wrong if everyone hates you.
若一個人若所有人都憎恨你，一定係出咗啲問題。
And something is probably just as wrong if everyone loves you.
但若所有人都喜歡你嘅話，咁一定同樣都有一定有問題。
Maybe a helpful exercise this afternoon is to ask someone who knows you well, am I a truth person or a grace person?
可能今天下午嘅時候可以問一個熟悉你嘅人，究竟我係一個講誠實話嘅人多啲，定係一個有恩典嘅人呢？
What are some ways I can grow to be both?
我有咩方法可以喺呢两方面一齐成长呢？
So, brothers and sisters, we must speak the truth in love.
弟兄姊妹，我哋必须要在爱中说诚实话。
And ministry is not just about programs.
事工并唔系关于活动。
Ministry is about people.
事工系关于人。
It's not about filling a position. It's about building relationships.
唔系填补岗位，而系建立关系。
And in these relationships, we speak the truth in love.
在这些关系里面，我们需要是以爱，在爱中说诚实话。
And look at the very last verse of our passage.
在今天经文最后一节。
It says, From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
全身都靠它联络得合适。百节各按各职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Notice it says the body of Christ is held together by every joint.
呢度百节各按其职系藉着每一个关节嘅支持。
No joint is left out or unnecessary.
冇一个关节系被排外、排挤喺外面或者系唔需要。
Each part of the body is working together.
每一个部分都系一齐嘅工作。
And when every part of the body is working properly, the body grows.
当身体每一个部分都系正常运作嘅时候，成个身体就成长。
We are members of the body of Christ.
我哋系基督身体嘅肢体。
To be a part of the body is to commit yourself to one another.
我哋成为呢个身体嘅一部分，就系要彼此嘅去委身。
And that's what we call membership here.
呢个就系教会会籍。
Membership is not just a formality.
教会会籍唔系移民上面嘅嘢。
Not just a matter of who can vote.
唔系边个话可以投票。
Membership is a matter of belonging to and committing to one another.
教会会籍系关乎属于一个群体同埋去彼此嘅系委身。
It's the difference between a guest in your home and a family member.
就系一个嘅客人或者系一个嘅家人嘅分别。
And when you join the church, you're saying, "I need you, and I'll help you."
当你加入教会的时候就说我需要你 我会帮助你。
But when someone refuses to commit to a church, they're saying, I don't need you and I won't help you.
当一个人拒绝加入教会的时候他就说到我不需要你也都我不帮助你。
To say, I don't need you is proud.
说不需要你是骄傲。
To say, I won't help you is selfish.
他说我不帮助你是自私。
We must be humble enough to say we need one another.
我哋要够谦卑足矣，让到我哋可以去讲到我哋要彼此系需要。
And we must be selfless enough to say, "I'll help you."
我哋要有足够嘅无私去让到可以讲得出，我可以帮助你。
And so it takes the whole body to make the body grow.
要全个身体所有肢体一齐，让整个身体成长。
We don't just need the pastors and teachers.
我哋唔系净系有牧者同埋教师。
We need the whole body.
我哋需要整个身体去成长。
As we use the diverse gifts that Christ has given us, we can help make the body grow.
我哋用我哋各样嘅恩赐，基督俾我哋各样嘅恩赐嘅时候，整个身体就会成长。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to strive for unity.
弟兄姊妹必须嘅致力去维持合一。
And at the same time, celebrate diverse gifts of grace.
同样嘅时候，我哋都高举呢个属灵嘅多样化嘅恩赐。
And when we do that together, we can grow and reach maturity in Christ for the glory of Christ.
当我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋就能够为基督嘅荣耀而去一起嘅成长。
Unity plus diversity equals maturity.
合一同埋多样化就等于成长。
Let's pray.
我哋一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for this time in your word.
天父，我哋多谢你有呢个时间去睇你嘅话语。
We need your word for our souls.
我哋嘅灵魂需要你嘅话语。
And we need your word for our church.
我哋嘅教会需要你嘅话语。
Help us to be Christians who glorify Christ in our lives.
求你帮助我哋系做一个信徒喺我哋生命入边去荣耀基督。
And help us to be a church that together glorifies Christ.
帮助我哋成为一个教会咁样去荣耀基督。
Help us to seek to be equipped by your word.
帮助我哋让我哋能够被你嘅话语所装备。
And then help us then to do the work of ministry for the glory of Christ.
帮助我哋为基督嘅荣耀嘅缘故去做各样嘅善工。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我哋咁样祷告，奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
多谢以牧师今日嘅教导，让我哋每一个圣徒都知道，我哋系每个人都系一个主耶稣基督嘅肢体，让呢个教会能够成长。
在那窝的光中，何等荣耀照亮我路程。当我恨听主名，他就充满我心，信靠信服这主必同行，信靠信服。人为取慈意爱，万能得耶稣喜爱，唯有信靠信服。没有一片黑夜，没有一片乌云，能迷幻当他笑。全在约我信靠信服，信靠信服，人为取慈意爱，万能得耶稣喜爱，唯有信靠信服，信靠信服，人为取慈意爱。为能得耶稣喜爱，唯有信靠信服。